This is the Dallas Morning News.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, March 22nd. We're starting the day off with a little rain, but that will give way to sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 67. Tonight, it will be clear and cool with a low of 51. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 70. The clouds will move back in on Sunday with a high again of 70. Look for an afternoon thunderstorm, though, that may turn severe. The overnight lows this weekend will be in the upper 50s. Here are today's headlines. The son of a woman who died inside her home during the historic Texas Panhandle wildfires last month filed a wrongful death lawsuit Wednesday against the utility companies who say their facilities may have played a role in igniting the blaze. Paul Blankenship, acting as the representative for 83-year-old Joyce Blankenship, filed suit in the 84th Judicial District Court in Hutchinson County. Defendants include XL Energy Services, Southwestern Public Service Company, and Osmos Utilities Services. The lawsuit requests a jury trial to determine the final amount of compensation, but says it should be more than $1 million. Officials have linked two deaths, including Blankenship's, to the cluster of wildfires that burned through more than 1 million acres of land in the Panhandle over the roughly three-week period. They also destroyed hundreds of homes and killed thousands of cattle. The lawsuit says Blankenship's death is tied to the 687 Reamer fire that was lit February 27th, a few miles from Stinnett, when a decayed wooden power line pole splintered and snapped, causing it to hit the ground and ignite the fire. Blankenship's son alleges in the lawsuit that the energy companies acted negligently because although they owned and maintained the poles and power lines and hired Osmos to inspect and provide reports on them, they disregarded their duties to comply with safety regulations, properly maintain the equipment, eliminate any dangerous conditions, and more. In other news, lawmakers introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package Thursday that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for several key federal agencies this weekend and allows Congress, nearly 6 months into the budget year, to complete its work in funding the government through September. Democrats were largely able to swat back scores of policy mandates and some of the steeper budget cuts that House Republicans were seeking to impose on non-defense programs, though Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson highlighted some policy wins, including a nearly 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings or removal from the country. This year's spending bills were divided into two packages. The first one cleared Congress 2 weeks ago, just hours before a shutdown deadline for the agencies funded through the bills. Now, Congress is focused on the second, larger package, which includes about $886 billion for the Defense Department, a more than 3% increase from last year's levels. The 1,012-page bill also funds the Departments of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, Labor, and others. And a judge in Dallas County is trying to shore up efficiency and move criminal cases through the courthouse faster by forcing plea deals or trials. But the result has been a bottlenecked docket and more than 100 trials scheduled for a single day, about a dozen lawyers told the Dallas Morning News. Judge Amber Givens, who hears felony cases in the 282nd District Court that carry punishments up to the death penalty, is scheduled to preside over 119 jury trials on April 1st, according to court records, as of Thursday morning. It's likely only two cases will face a jury that week. But Dallas County prosecutors and defense attorneys have to research and prepare as if all 119 will go to trial, interview witnesses, collect and catalog evidence, brainstorm strategy. It's an onerous task, and lawyers are balking. Attorneys say the caseload is unmanageable, unrealistic, and may compromise an accused person's right to a fair trial or justice for the victim of a crime. The bottleneck has caused angst, confusion, and panic for those navigating Givens Courtroom near downtown Dallas, souring the relationships between the judge and disaffected trial lawyers. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.